Chapter 47. God does not exist. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14, verse 1. Oh, someone is coming this way, Christian said to his friend. He is going the wrong direction because he is coming towards us. I think he is going back. Hopeful looked in the distance and saw it too. A man came on the highway and walked straight up to them. Let us be careful that it is not someone else who will bring us on a wrong path again, he said. In the meantime, the man came closer and closer until he was with them. His name was Atheist, someone who believes God does not exist. Where are you traveling to? He asked. We want to go to Mount Zion, Christian answered. Now the man began to laugh loudly. Why do you laugh? Christian wanted to know. Ha ha, I laugh because you are so foolish. Who would travel to Zion? You only get troubles and sorrow. Why? Christian asked, surprised. Are you afraid we may not enter in or something? Enter in? The man grinned. The place you are dreaming about does not even exist, nowhere in the entire world. True, Christian said. The place we are traveling to cannot be found in the world of today. It is in the world to come. Atheist shrugged his shoulders. At home, in the land where I lived before, I often heard people talk about these things too. I also heard about the celestial city and so on. I thought, that is where I need to go. I started traveling, for I wanted to see that city, of course. For 20 years I tried to find it, but that city is not to be found. It just does not exist. Hopeful and I believe there is such a place, Christian said. We have heard it ourselves, and we also believe it. Smiling, Atheist shook his head. I did that earlier too, when I still lived at home. Otherwise, I would not have tried to find it. But that city is just not to be found. It does not even exist, or else I would have certainly found it. I know it, for I have been further than you. That is why I am going back now. I am going to seek the life I had before again, enjoying life. I put all my pleasures aside, and that for something which does not even exist. Foolish, wasn't it? Christian turned to Hopeful a moment. Would it be true what this man is saying? But Hopeful said, be careful. This could be a tempter, too. We have listened to such a one before, and that cost us quite a bit. He suddenly looked at Christian fiercely. What? No Mount Zion? That man knows nothing about it. Did we not see the celestial gate ourselves when we were on the Delectable Mountains? No, we cannot see the gate any more now. The Lord now wants us to believe without seeing it. We must walk by faith. Let us keep going, please. Or do you want to be whipped again? I do not understand you, Christian. You should have taught me a different lesson now. And now I am teaching you that lesson, and I hope you remember it very well. Do not listen to this man. Beware of going astray again. Let us believe now, so our souls will be saved after. It is well, brother, Christian smiled. I did not ask you because I was doubting myself, but I wanted to hear something of the true faith in your heart. I totally agree with you. This man is blinded by the God of this world. Let us go on, Hopeful said. We know we believe the truth. There is no lie in it. I firmly hope for the glory of God. It is coming, and when I think of it, I sometimes become glad inside. Thus they turned away from this man. Laughing, he watched them go, and then continued his journey too. Only, he was going the wrong way. Explanation. There are many people who talk exactly like atheists. They cry loudly that they do not believe in God anymore. There is no heaven, there is no hell, neither is there a God. That is what they want. But deep down in their hearts, they know there is a God. These people sometimes sought heaven for a while. They could not find it, and now they cry that heaven does not exist. Atheist is a fool. You can meet this fool every day, in the streets, in the stores, at school, or at work. Do you know where this fool also can be found? The fool can be found in our heart. Sometimes he whispers inside, "Do you still believe in heaven? Do you really believe there is a God? That is impossible, isn't it?" Even children of the Lord are sometimes bothered by this fool in their heart. How frightened and anxious it can be then. What must we do with this foolish person then? We should not listen to him. Keep going, just like hopeful and Christians.